The issue of government overreach, it's not new, but it's never of small concern. So we ask the question, does the U.S. Department of Justice have jurisdiction in Montana to investigate, possibly prosecute, parents who maybe have gotten over the line in speaking out in opposition to critical race theory and mask mandates in school at school board meetings? That's not according to some Montana law enforcement and Justice Department officials, and we talk about that today. Broadwater County Attorney Corey Swanson will be with us, and Cascade County Sheriff Jesse Slaughter pushing back against a directive that seeks that jurisdiction in such cases here in Montana. That's today on Voices of Montana. I have a couple of people on the line today who, as I said earlier, believe that this is local, that this is their jurisdiction. And they are a couple of Montana's finest. First, let's welcome Broadwater County Attorney Corey Swanson. Hey, Corey, how's it going today?
Morning, Tom. How are you doing?
Good, good. I appreciate you being here. And Sheriff Jesse Slaughter from Cascade County also pushing back against these directives. And Sheriff Slaughter, thank you for being here today. How's the job?
It's good. It's good. Good morning. Good morning, Tom. Great to be here.
Yeah, thanks for the participation on this. First, Corey, let's talk about your statement released out through the Broadwater County Attorney's Office, and it's pretty detailed, and you also included the directive from the FBI that claims their qualifications for jurisdiction in these cases, and that is something that you take issue with.
Yeah, so what we received was a directive, and I think one thing that really stood out to me is the directive came from the U.S. Attorney General, Merrick Garland. Mm-hmm. It was a directive to the FBI and to the federal prosecutors at the U.S. Attorney's Office around the country that he wanted them to look at, and it was specifically targeted at parents being disruptive at school board meetings, regardless of why or what the issue was. And he wanted the agencies to investigate and prepare to prosecute those actions under federal statute. And there's a lot of reasons why that doesn't make any sense. I can explain in more detail, but I do want to make it clear. What I understand is it wasn't the FBI or this U.S. Attorney's Office in Montana on their own doing this, that they were directed to do this by the United States Attorney General. And I think if you could candidly talk to some of them off the record, they'd probably agree with mine and Sheriff Slaughter's statements that this is really not what we should be doing with our time. So my concern is this appears to be a political directive from the U.S. Attorney General that's inappropriate and that certainly I don't intend to cooperate with in my role as a prosecutor.
And Sheriff Slaughter, your statement came out just recently as well, along with County Attorney Swanson's. And it says the citizens, part of it says the citizens of Cascade County do not need assistance from the FBI or any federal agency in addressing this issue. And later on, it says, as always, if local law enforcement needs the help of the federal government, we will request it. And so Joshua Racky, the county attorney, yourself, and Jeff Newton, the chief of police, signed that together. Your thoughts on this issue and why you, along with Corey Swanson, see this need to push back in this area?
Well, it's really simple for me. You know, the Constitution document that gives that basically it's the citizens giving the government consent to govern them. The government, federal government's gone too far. We're simply withdrawing our consent. We're saying you're no longer allowed to govern in this matter. This is not your jurisdiction. If anyone ever out there has dealt with the federal government on something like this, they're designed to do big, large-scale RICO-style investigations. And, you know, if some poor parent got under a federal investigation, we're talking 6, 7, 8 months, no feedback from them. They don't talk to the press. They don't communicate well with other law enforcement typically in these cases either. The fear and panic that could occur over just them inserting themselves into this could be horrific. And, County Attorney Swanson and I, we feel strong about this. And we also feel it's our job to kind of keep the peace here. And in a ever-changing world where there's high emotions, the last thing you need is the federal government. You know, we're both elected by the people. We're accountable for the people. We talk to the people on a daily basis. They understand why we would do certain things. And, County Attorney Swanson and I will be the first to tell you that if you make a legitimate threat or you attempt to intimidate an official, you're going to be held accountable. There's no question about that. But that should always be done at the local level. This is a giant government overreach. This is clearly President Biden's way of sending down a directive that says the people will comply with my mandates and directives, and I'm going to reach out and do this. And local law enforcement isn't buying it.
And I appreciate that. I mean, that's what some of the criticism, Corey, has been, that this is really to quiet political opposition to some of these directives. But yet, and I do want to talk about, you know, have we seen a problem here in Montana? But let's go into the justification by right. the U.S. Department of Justice regarding this.
Right. That's a great point. And that's where I mentioned that in my statement. That, as Sheriff Slaughter said, what happens usually in a case where a local prosecutor or a sheriff wants federal help because they see a federal case is developing, is we actually reach out to them and request that they get involved in a case, unless it's one that maybe is being developed federally and then we find out about it. So the question is always, is there federal jurisdiction for a prosecution? The Constitution is very clear that the police power is reserved to the states. So federal prosecution happens only either in specific enumerated instances in the Constitution or where interstate crime, there's a crime that's interstate in nature, and then Congress has kind of added on to that, probably, frankly, more than the Constitution would allow. Mm-hmm. But regardless of that, if there isn't a clear federal jurisdictional nexus, then the feds cannot prosecute the case. And if they try to, the federal judge or their defense attorney is going to be saying, there's no federal jurisdiction here. And I think that's a fair question, because when I look at this, I do not see this list of possible statutes that Attorney General Garland sent out as legitimate. He's doing threats of interstate kidnapping or some of these other things that are very serious crimes. You can't apply those to a parent who maybe is upset at the school board for a transgender policy or something like that. Sheriff Slaughter's right. This is not a green light for people to go be disruptive or be jerks or assault volunteer school board members who are also members of the community. We can deal with that at the local level. That might be a disorderly conduct. If they want to take someone outside and beat them up on the sidewalk, that's assault. We'll stop all those things. But the idea that the federal government is going to step in is just ludicrous. And I'm not aware of any precedent in Montana that's ever happened before.
And Sheriff Slaughter, I know that you'll have to protect certain elements of cases that you may be investigating, but have we seen this become maybe a problem in Montana? And I appreciate you addressing that, hey, let's pull back if it is.
No, we haven't really seen it be an issue at all. But there's, they're heated. Those school board meetings are heated. There's a lot of emotion. That's the role of this. That's how this country's supposed to work. The people are the government. We just are representatives of them. And they're supposed to come to these meetings, and we're supposed to have discourse, and they're supposed to be angry when they don't like policies. And our job as elected officials and school board officials is, when the majority of the people say no, we're supposed to stop policing. We're supposed to stop mandating. We're supposed to stop governing. That's how this country is designed. And here's the irony to this whole thing. All the school board meetings I've seen, everyone I've watched, it's majority against these mandates. It's majority against this stuff. But yet the school boards are continuing, not in all cases, but in some cases, to do the mandates anyway. And people are frustrated, and people are angry, and people are mad. And the design of our Constitution is that people are supposed to rule over the self-government. But that's not what we're seeing. We're seeing this very authoritarian behavior. And it happens not only at the school board level, but obviously it's happening at the national level, because now it's being, that authoritarian behavior is being encouraged. And all we're trying to say, County Attorney Swanson, myself, County Attorney Racky, and my police chief, Jeff Newton, is we're saying, enough. We can deal with the We understand what it is. We know when it goes too far, and it needs to be handled at the local level.
I got a breakup coming here, and there's a couple of things to kind of talk about. One of them is the value of elected officials like yourself speaking out in this case. But also, as Corey Swanson had wrote in his letter, too, the advocacy in the potential for a nominee for the U.S. Attorney Office in Montana, which has not been seated yet, to discuss this openly with that nominee from our U.S. senators. So accountability is part of this as well. We'll come on back with more with Sheriff Slaughter and Corey Swanson in just a bit.
When it comes to agriculture, anything can happen, and it usually does. At Northwest Farm Credit Services, our business is safeguarding yours. We provide a variety of crop and livestock insurance options, and our agents don't just know insurance, we know farming too, which means we know what it takes to keep you up and running, even if the unexpected occurs. So if safeguarding your business sounds like a good plan, give us a call. Northwest Farm Credit Services, here to help you grow. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
Welcome back from the Northern News Network. It's Voices of Montana, from Montana for Montana. I'm Tom Schultz. Do appreciate you joining us here today. We've talked about this issue in various ways here as the U.S. Justice Department, specifically our Attorney General Merrick, has directed their agency to possibly investigate and possibly prosecute these parents who are speaking out at school board meetings. Now, have they become unruly? Do they cross the line? In some cases, there have been verbal exchanges that have devolved into legitimate threats, and that crosses a line. But as I noted in this National Review report, and this was sometime last week I got this out there, the National School Board Association requested this action from our Department of Justice, and they cited a number of incidents, 24 incidents specifically. And then when this reporter investigated those incidents, the vast majority of those, 16 specifically, just consisted of tense verbal exchanges between parents and school board members that did not escalate into threats. In some of those other cases, it was parents picketing outside school board meetings and chanting political slogans. So the criticism has come that this move is to quiet the political opposition, but also, as we see, is it an overreach from the federal government? Sheriff Jesse Slaughter is with us from Cascade County. Broadwater County Attorney Corey Swanson as well. Both of these public officials have spoken out specifically against this directive, which was sent to them from the federal government. We'll take a quick call. Bill now listening in Helena on KCAP 950 AM. And Bill, thanks for being here. You're on the air on Voices of Montana.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just had a quick statement. I think you said it early on, Tom, and you know, where's the line? The line, as far as I know on a local level, clearly defined on when you break the law or not, when you make a threat or not, and there's a process for that. However, I think the Attorney General and the federal government's line might be very different. And I think that there's the problem. Now, you just said it, 16 of the 24 were not threats? Were not? I mean, we can look back to this last year where we had riots going on across the country, but they were called mostly peaceful protests.
I know.
And don't get me wrong, nobody should have breached the Capitol, but that was an insurrection. How the federal government views, you know, what needs to be investigated and what a local, at the local level, what needs to be investigated are very different things.
All right, Bill, thank you. Stand by there because I'm going to throw that right to both of our guests here today. Broadwater County Attorney Corey Swanson and Sheriff Jesse Slaughter. Are there clear lines, Corey?
There are, and that was what I was trying to make. The line is, first of all, under the Constitution and under the statutes that would be relevant, is there actually a basis for federal jurisdiction? I think the point that he just made is right on. I can think of a blatant interstate criminal enterprise to cause insurrection and to cause all kinds of threats of crime, and that would be that autonomous zone in Seattle that grew up in the summer of 2020. That would be the perfect example where the feds could bring in the resources and they could trace folks across multiple states and they could go ahead and go after folks that maybe the local jurisdiction isn't going to. And we're talking about people that were killed. We're talking about people that were hurt, law enforcement officers that were assaulted, property that was destroyed. That'd be a great case for the feds. People getting out of line at a school board meeting. And by the way, the most heated argument I've ever seen at a school board meeting was about whether to fire or rehire the basketball coach.
Yeah, right.
That's the type of fight you see. And I think that's the line that we need to follow is if it's truly federal, it exceeds local resources, if it's truly interstate in nature, that's where, yeah, we do want the feds and we do want to cooperate with them. I cooperate with the feds on cases where it's more appropriate for them to do it. But cases where it isn't, no, we're not going to let them in.
Sheriff Slaughter, as and thank you, Corey. Sheriff Slaughter, as Bill had referenced there, too, it seems to be a little bit of picking and choosing when it comes to law enforcement. And that is not a good mixture for the soup, I think. So there are clear lines then when they are. Do you see them often, more often now being clearly crossed?
Well, here's the issue, and this is the thing people really, really need to understand. There is such a thing as a lawful threat and an unlawful threat. Okay, so if I'm in a school, and the federal government doesn't, they confuse these. Any threat against authoritarianism means it's a threat and it's a crime. That's not true. If I go to a school board meeting and I point at the school board and I say there's consequences for your actions by doing this, be voted out of office, I will assure that you never get elected again. That's a lawful threat. Mm-hmm. That is the people exerting the ability to run the government and threatening that they're going to do it. And then there's the threats where, you know, as Corey Swanson has already talked about, I'm going to take you out back and beat you up and stuff like that. Those are unlawful. But it seems to me like the federal government and the major media outlets have this, any threat against the school board is unlawful. Well, that's not necessarily true. There are lawful threats that the citizens can make against the government, which means I'm going to remove you from power. That's a lawful threat.
I appreciate that clarification. We're going to come on back and talk about what stepping out means or stepping or pushing back against these directives and also accountability in our, you know, both our Justice Department at the local level here too, with Corey Swanson, a Broadwater County attorney, and Sheriff Slaughter from Cascade County. Back with more after these headlines from Brian Bennett. The fastest hour in radio moves too fast. Tom Schultz alongside here for Voices. Cascade County Sheriff Jesse Slaughter, Broadwater County Attorney Corey Swanson. Both are pushing back against this directive from the U.S. Department of Justice saying that they will prosecute parents who are crossing the line and breaking laws when it comes to their meetings, specifically education and children's health care. When it comes to school boards. Gentlemen, again, thank you. Just want to read quickly, Sheriff Slaughter, from your statement, too. We represent the people in our communities, and we live here, too. And Corey, you had similar comments as well. Sheriff Slaughter, just talk about that connection and how that is important in law enforcement, the fact that you are in that community. You know that community way better than our federal officials might.
Absolutely. You know, and the difference is we're a servant to our community. We don't rule over our communities. You know, there's an old saying that a community will only be as policed as much as they will allow. And County Attorney Swanson and I understand that. We know that there's limits. And the authoritarian view of federal government these days is we don't care what you think, we're going to have it our way. And that's not how this country's designed to work. You know, let me speak, Tom, real quick to the hypocrisy of all this. And County Attorney Swanson touched on this, and I want to echo this because it's in my letter too, is the fact that this, we get threats of school shootings, we get attempted school shootings, and we get bomb threats often in our schools where somebody, whether it's a student, an adult, whatever, does this. When these things happen, the federal government doesn't come running to our aid, knocking on our door saying, can we please prosecute this? Can we please? In fact, most times they say, no, that's a local issue. You handle that. But yet now a parent wants to speak up at a school board meeting and they want to indict him and federally prosecute him. The hypocrisy is disgusting. You know, these crimes where they may come in out of state to threaten a school or a bomb threat, which would obviously likely fall into ATF's jurisdiction, for example, they're not knocking to indict these people and hold them accountable. We do all of that. So why should this be any different?
Corey, you want to follow up on that?
Yeah, I want to follow up on that. I think that's a great point. And I'm concerned this puts us into a false narrative of conflict between parents and school boards.
Yeah.
That is not the norm in in Montana. I know every member of our local school board. My kids are in 4-H with their kids. We see them at community events, at church. And they're not these radical extremists. They are people that care about this town and about this school. And we're heavily involved. The more involved parents can be in schools, the better. And I work with an interdisciplinary team where I know all the leaders in our school. They're not out trying to pick fights with parents. They're trying to do a very difficult job. And I'm concerned that this federal mandate is going to paint this false narrative of conflict in Montana or across the country that doesn't exist over 99% of the time. And that those few instances where people get heated or maybe a school board's completely wrong-handed or maybe a parent's had a bad night, whatever, those should be handled locally. That's where our communities are thriving. That's where they're more connected. And that really is the answer. Not this suspiciously, you know, I don't even think it's a legal mandate from a U.S. Attorney General that is probably just completely out of touch with what's really going on in the rest of America.
I've got a couple of issues to still cover here. Can you guys hang over for another break? And I know your time's valuable, but I want to talk about who is listening as you guys are pushing back and then accountability for these policies. Can you do that, Corey, Sheriff?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, thank you. We're back after a short break here from Montana for Montana. It's Voices of Montana.
Voices of Montana continues right after this.
Ask any traveler, there's no other place in the world like the O'Hare Motor Inn. If your journeys take you to Charlie Russell country, stay where we do, right in downtown Great Falls. The modern Western hospitality of one of Montana's most famous motels. Great food at Clark and Louie's Pub and Grill and the legendary Sip and Dip Lounge. The O'Hare's unique Sip and Dip Tiki Lounge features a glass wall between the bar and the swimming pool so you can watch the mermaids swim while you sip your beverage. You've got to see it to believe it. The one-of-a-kind O'Hare Motor Inn in Great Falls.
Thank you for being here. Catch up on episodes that maybe you might have missed on our podcast page at voicesofmontana.com. We also have a Facebook page, which I haven't been on for months because, not because of what I said, but because I can't figure out the tech to get back on Facebook. Yeah. Yeah, that tells you where I'm at. Hey, thank you again. It's Tom Schultz on the Northern News Network from Montana for Montana. Real quickly, too, because we've extended their segments here, and I appreciate their time. Sheriff Jesse Slaughter from Cascade County and Broadwater County Attorney Corey Swanson are with us here as we're talking about this U.S. Department of Justice overreach, as it's plainly said, for jurisdiction of Montana to investigate and possibly prosecute parents who speak out in opposition to education, critical race theory specifically, mask mandates at school board meetings. It really hasn't been an issue in Montana. But there's a couple of things we do want to cover. And Sheriff Slaughter, I'm going to read this text message here, too, and have you comment about who is listening here. Hi, I think the FBI is testing the waters to see what kind of pushback they'll get and from where. And I think there's more overreach to come. And then this comment I hear a lot because it doesn't seem to be that we're getting it across the board. Why aren't the feds concerned about the protests and destruction of small businesses in Portland? It happened just recently, $500,000 damage, just a plain old riot going on there and elsewhere. Who is listening? Thank you for pushing back. Who is listening?
You know, I really believe that all of this, our citizens are listening. I think everyone is very aware of what is happening. And I would agree with that. I think there is a little bit of federal government testing the waters. It's pretty obvious when the federal government abandons our southern border, literally abandons doing their job. So one of the interesting things about immigration is immigration isn't in the Constitution. It is actually a strictly federal mandate. And they won't even do their federal mandate. Why don't we take all these FBI agents out of all these communities and send them down to the border and secure it? Because that's actually a total federal mandate. I think people are listening. I think I really do believe our citizens and our communities are tired of this. They're frustrated. Even my friends who lean more left, they're tired of this too. They're sitting there starting to question and wonder, why is there so much attempt to have so much control over a free society?
Yeah, I think the man behind the curtain is getting pretty exposed here. Corey Swanson, I want to have you follow up on that as well, because as you have said, it's one of the, in your response here, it's a duty of our U.S. senators specifically to be listening to this issue.
That's right. The chief for law enforcement in the state of Montana would be the federal U.S. attorney. We don't currently have a nominee from President Biden, but whenever that person is nominated, then the senators have their role of advice and consent to confirm that nominee. So I think this would be a burning question from our senators to that nominee is you know, your position on this mandate. I don't know who that nominee is going to be. I've heard rumors of a couple of names, one of whom is Zeno Baucus. That's Max Baucus' son. But he's a career prosecutor. He knows the jurisdiction issues. And so I think that'd be a good question for the senators to ask him, or if it's not him, whoever the nominee is. Because I think likely what they would say is, this has never been done before, and in my view, it shouldn't be done again. So I do think that question should be on the forefront for Senator Steve Daines or Senator John Tester when it comes to considering this nominee, or frankly, a nominee for any U.S. attorney position anywhere in the United States.
So I got one more call in here, and don't even finish typing it up, Eric. Casey is listening in Great Falls, Cascade County Sheriff, of course, with the jurisdiction over that community, at Sheriff Slaughter with this, and Broadwater County Attorney Corey Swanson. Casey, thanks for joining us from KQDI, 1450 AM, and you're on the air here on Voices of Montana.
I'd like to direct this comment and question to the sheriff, and he can speak quite well to the distinctive role of the sheriffs, not just his, but all across the land in a constitutional perspective. And I think the public needs to understand that uniqueness and how it can be very valuable in this situation we find ourselves in the country. So I'd like to have him speak on that a little bit.
From the Constitution. Yeah, go ahead, Sheriff.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for the question. Yeah, I mean, the sheriff is the Constitution's last stand. We really are. And we need to heed that very, very carefully because it's, unfortunately, we have given up historically a lot of our authority to the federal government. We need to start taking it back. But I will say this, this is not just a to stroke county attorney Corey Swanson's ego, but a good sheriff is only as strong as their county attorney. Mm-hmm. I have county attorney Josh Rackey, who you saw signed onto the letter with me as well. And having that good county attorney to help you there is key. But the way we're designed and the way this country was designed is the sheriff is the chief law enforcement officer of their county. And, basically we're it. And, this is federal government overreach, and this is where the sheriff's supposed to step in and say, no, we're not going to do this. And we're really lucky here too, because in a lot of places you'll have a really good sheriff, but you will have a really, really weak county attorney. And if the county attorney isn't backing him up, it really puts the sheriff in a tough spot. But we're very fortunate here. We have great county attorneys, so that really helps.
I think most of our, and I'm going to say quite a large percentage of our public servants in Montana are there to serve the public. Corey Swanson, just to have you comment on that, and again, reading from your statement, rest assured this local prosecutor will oppose Washington, D.C.'s attempt to bully parents in Broadwater County. And I know you can't speak specifically. I don't know a single county attorney across Montana who feels differently. What's the importance of getting some unity on these issues?
Well, and I think that is true, that I can only deal with my small county, and I am in a small jurisdiction, at least population-wise. But I think by speaking out, we can share those thoughts. And I have shared that statement with all the county attorneys across the state of Montana. You know, we are constitutional county attorneys. We always joke amongst us and sheriffs when it comes to, who's really the chief law enforcement officer of the county? But that's mostly just gentle ribbing. But I do want to, I don't want people to walk away with this idea that there's this dysfunctional relationship between state and federal law enforcement authorities. In the state of Montana, that hasn't been the case. Leif Johnson's an excellent attorney. He's a better lawyer than I'll ever be. I don't see this as a situation where he just got up one day and said, let's go out and assert federal authority where it doesn't exist. He's clearly carrying a message that's coming from Washington, D.C., and he's a career attorney. He has to do this. I will say I've had excellent cooperation from the U.S. Attorney's Office and the federal agents. We've done a lot. I've referred a lot of cases to them. They don't take all the cases, unfortunately, that I think they should. But the ones that they do take, I've had excellent working relationship with them, and I've had honestly pretty good success rate too. So I think this is a distraction from the real work we should be doing with our federal partners. And like I said, if you could anonymously pull the rank and file, they would probably agree and say, this is BS. Let's go after international drug traffickers. And let's do that rather than these basically made up scandals that we shouldn't be dealing with.
Excellent. Very important point to make there, too. And Sheriff Slaughter and Broadwater County Attorney Corey Swanson, before I say thanks, I want to say thanks. I know that in some circles in our country, there's been large criticism and I think unfair criticism of our law enforcement officers, and that has hurt morale. And in fact, when you look at these mask mandates at some of these municipalities across the country, that's not only going to hurt morale, it's going to hurt actual, deterrence in those communities. And so there are a lot of grave concerns, but we can't thank you both enough for being on the front lines for that. And everybody you see today, Corey, all your colleagues to Sheriff Slaughter, give them a big thanks for us, okay?
Thanks for having us on, Tom. Appreciate it.
Appreciate that. We'll circle back to